listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. The Reserve Bank Governor will address a function in Sydney this morning where he's expected to explain the latest rate increase. It's going up by 25 basis points this month to 4.1%, with Westpac, the first of the big four banks, to pass it on in full to their customers. Finders money expert Sarah Meganson says household budgets are struggling as inflation remains too high.
You know, we're all ready for these rates to stabilise and hopefully start to come down soon, but while inflation remains persistently high, this is the only lever the RBA have to pull, so we just keep dealing with the consequences.
Commonwealth Bank has been handed a record penalty for breaching spam laws. The Australian media watchdog fining the bank more than $3.5 million for sending emails that unlawfully asked customers to log in to unsubscribe. Prince Harry has launched a fierce attack on the press in court, labelling the tabloids as vile. He's blamed the media for destroying his adolescence and later relationships, becoming the first senior royal to appear in a witness box in more than a century. He's attempting to sue a UK publisher for unlawful activities. Thousands have been forced from their homes after a major dam collapsed in Ukraine. And the check will no longer be in the mail. The federal government today announcing plans to end the dying payment system by 2030. Aussie captain Pat Cummins has hinted there'll be no surprises in the 11 to face India in the World Test Championship final starting from tonight. Scott Boland has beaten Michael Nisa for the final pace bowling spot, and Cummins says the rest will be filled by familiar faces.
Yeah, dare say, no surprises.
And Ange Postecoglou has made history becoming the first Aussie to be appointed manager of an English Premier League side. The former Socceroos coach will take over the hot seat at Tottenham, signing a 4-year deal.